Good afternoon, brethren. My name is Nawa Talama from Zambia in Africa. I came with my wife, Felicia, for a pastoral development program in Cincinnati. Greetings from Zambia. I don't know if I'll require an interpreter because my accent may not be the same as yours. Please, I'm not going to speak so fast as you do here. Sometimes when you listen to your speeches, we have to say, I beg your pardon? What did you say? The accent is quite different from yours. But I think you pay a bit of attention to understand me. Zambia is a country which is found in Africa, far away from here. But we thank God that we have been optioned to come to the United States to learn as well as interact with the brethren. We love you, and we do know that you love us too. I wish also to thank the president, President Kubik, for really giving us this opportunity as well to come to Portsmouth, to come and speak to you. It's really a rare chance in our life. We never dreamed to come to the United States. But we say God is good all the time. He knows each one is destined. The Kubiks to the Talamas are a family. Well, I just wanted to introduce myself. You may also wish to know, I'm married with 8 children, 2 girls and 6 boys. The title of my speech sermon is A Look at the Commandments of God. A Look at the Commandments of God is the title of my sermon. Many times we talk about the God's commandments, but we rarely look at them regularly so that they help us to know what we should do and what we shouldn't do by obeying God. A Look at the Commandments of God. Turn with me at Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. I thought to pick just one commandment and talk about it with you. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving. This is the fifth commandment of the 10. I do know that this commandment links with the other commandments to define proper relationship for us with the other people. So the fifth of the 10th serve as the standard of conduct in areas of human behavior that creates most consequences on individuals, families, groups, and society. As Christians, we need to learn how to work together in harmony in every sphere of life to build stable, loving, and lasting relationships. In this way, we will be able to remove the biggest roadblocks in our relationships to create peace and cooperation. The fifth commandment, we must understand that this is the first commandment with a promise attached to. The promise is, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long. That your days may be long. To live in peace for generations in the promised land, the Israelites needed to respect authority and build strong families. Authority, yes. We are talking about generally the outside authorities. You had your elections not long ago. As Christians, we need to respect them. Equally, in the church, we have authorities. You have song leaders. You have deacons. You have ministers. You have pastors. They need to be honored. They need to be respected. It is our obligation that we build that kind of a relationship to live in peace with everybody. What does it mean to honor parents? It means for the children, for the youth, it means speaking well of the parents and politely to them. It also means acting in a way that shows them courteous and respect. The other point is it means following their teaching and example of putting God first. Putting God first. You may realize that sometimes people think they are very intelligent, they are very clever because they've made achievements in this and that. They don't realize that they've achieved what they have because God was there first. Parents, in God's sight, have a special place that children need to respect them. I was talking about authorities. Even ourselves who are adults, we need to respect authorities. I was referring to the pastors, the home office. Those are the authorities. If we did that, we would be able to respect even those that are not our biological parents, as long as they are elders to us. They are our parents. We understand that children, probably today, we find some who have difficult to get along with their parents. A big problem. Many children think their own way other than obeying their parents, other than honoring their parents, other than respecting them. But still, even them, they are commanded to honor their parents. If we can learn to be responsible for our own conduct and character, then we are creating good relationship with our parents. No one is going to be responsible for our conduct We are responsible for our conduct and character. We don't need to be pushed. So, as parents as well, we must show our children the importance of learning to respect others. When our children are still young or they are youth, they will learn that culture, the attitude of respecting elders. So, this commandment guides us to know how to yield to others, how to properly submit to authority, and how to accept influence of mentors. We have come for the training ourselves. Our lecturers, our teachers, our trainers are our mentors. We have to observe and understand that they have influence on us for what they are teaching us, because they have the experience, the knowledge that they are imparting in us. So we have to respect that. We have to honor them. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 2 to 3. And Paul wrote, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on earth." Some people we've heard in other denominations, they're saying the law has been done away with. The law was nailed to the cross. But here is Paul in the New Testament making a repetition of this commandment from the Old Testament. So which law has been nailed to the cross? So, we have to understand that the law, as it was in the past, in the Old Testament, in the days of Jesus Christ, it is still very valid to us today. So, children, we need to learn to obey our parents. This learning to obey the commandments helps children to establish a lifetime pattern of respecting proper rules and the laws, like the Ten Commandments. Honoring others should be a normal and natural habit which the children and the youth must learn at early age. Turn with me again to First Peter chapter 2. And verse 17. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Honoring all the people means to respect everyone, irrespective of their statuses in the society, irrespective of their age, irrespective of their race. This is what it means. Love the brotherhood. We should love one another. As Christians, the brotherhood does not just mean we have to love one another in the Church of God alone. This love is across board. We we should love even the outsiders, the sinners that we may regard as sinners. We must love them. It is our obligation to show them the love. They may change. Who knows? Fear God. In Proverbs, we are told the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If we fear God, we'll respect Him, we'll be able to obey His commandments, which are broken continually, most of them. I chose this fifth commandment. I do know that the world over are breaking the fourth commandment too, which is well known to everyone. Why is it so? If the three-quarters of the world is breaking the fourth commandment, how many other commandments are being broken, are being disobeyed? How many of us are breaking the law, the fifth law, the commandment number five? How many of us are doing that? How many of us are respecting it? How many of us are obeying it? So, we need to fear God in order to obey Him. Honor the king, the authorities. We need to pray for them, to honor them. Trump, the president. Do we need to despise him? No. Whether we like it or not, he's your president. He needs to be honored, to be respected. Now, having talked about the children honoring their parents, what is the role of the parents? What is our role as parents? Our role is to teach the children the basics of life. That is our responsibility. We should also show them that we are able to submit to God's instructions and His teachings. We should also show the children that we love and respect God. We all know that God is our Creator and the Father of us all. If He is our Father, then even as parents, we know we are children. So, parents, you are also children who need to honor and obey God. That's the most important thing that parents should realize and think, that they are themselves children, the children of God. It is from that point that we must fully grasp our role as spiritual leaders or parents of our children, because we have set an example of honoring and obeying God. The children will then develop habits of respect and obedience by observing our example and applying what they are taught by ourselves as parents. If we don't teach them, the children will go their way and will start blaming them. We should not blame our children before we teach them. Let us show them the way and then blame them when they move out of the way. This way, it is very easy for children to internalize beliefs and behaviors if they see us teaching and doing the same things. We don't tell them, do as I say, not as I do. What is it that you are doing? If you are doing wrong things, then allow them to do the wrong things. So we should teach the things which are right in the eyes of God, and they will follow. Shall we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6? Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 5-7. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. This is what Jesus said. 6, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. This is the right principle in our heart. As parents, we can successfully instill all this in our children. To love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. It's possible that can be instilled in our children. Parents must hold interactive discussions with their children, allowing them to freely ask questions that they must help to answer using biblical principles. We do not tell them, or don't ask such questions. No. Allow them to ask questions and then give them correct answers which they need to hear. Just there, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20-21. When your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is the meaning of the testimony, the statutes, the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were slaves of Pharaoh, Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Yes, we are privileged because God sent his son to die for our sins. If we obey, then we are going to be saved. We will inherit the kingdom of God. We will have eternal life as our ultimate goal. So it's important that we know what we are teaching our children and how they should get that the messages from us, how they should get good and correct answers which are biblical, so that they do not run into the world. It is treating children with dignity and respect in an interactive process that they learn how they should treat others and why their attitudes and behavior should reflect love and concern for other people. We must teach them how to rely on God's judgment instead of their own emotions or knowledge. Um, They need guidance and instructions as well as love and reassurance, and not ridicule them when they ask questions. They need to know, they need to understand, to follow God's commandments. This commandment is very, very important. If they are able to respect, to honor us, I don't see them failing to obey God. They will know God is our creator. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. We should, however, be firm that our children must obey the rules of kites and respect with patience and gentleness. Children need constant encouragement all the time, and sometimes they need to be acknowledged of their successes and achievements. We need to praise them so that they develop positive outlook towards life. We should be very careful when praising, because some children may perceive that they are acceptable only if they are, they perform well. When they don't do well, they'll feel, oh, I haven't done well, so my parents will not acknowledge that I'm somebody. Even those who don't perform well, we have the obligation to encourage them. Honoring our parents as adults. Honoring our parents does not cease when we become adults, because we understand that the children that you are teaching today, tomorrow they will be grown-ups, they will be adults, they will be parents. So when they become parents, should they stop obeying or honoring elders? No. We can't stop to honor our parents, our elders, just because we are also parents. It is a lifetime commitment for everyone. We should instill respect and wisdom in our children. As they get older, honoring them may include physically caring for them and also helping them financially. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 13. I'm sorry, Mark. Yes, Mark chapter 7, verse 9, 13. This is Jesus. He said to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For more they said, honor your father and your mother, and he who kisses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, Whatever profit you might have received from me is korban. That is a gift to God. Then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother. 13, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down and many such things you do. Parents and children should be sure we do not neglect honoring our grandparents as well. Grandparents are also supposed to be honored. Let us listen and ask questions to our grandparents so that we get to know their experiences and their knowledge. You may wish to know that most grandparents love their grandchildren, most. We know that those who are grandparents here know that, and even the youth will know that in the future. Today you don't know because you are not grandparents, but one day you'll be grandparents. So the children are the beneficiaries when we honor the parents. So you benefit a lot. As we have said, the promise that is given is not from parents. Parents are not going to increase your days to live long. No, your grandparents are not going to increase your days. This is the promise from God. This promise is not from any other person, but God. So, as United Church of God, we must build strong families so that we can have strong societies, so that our nations can be very, very strong. America is a very strong country, a superpower, a wealthier country. You are blessed. Do not take everything for granted. Continue to obey your God so that America should continue to prosper. Your prosperity, you may wish to know, trickles down to many nations, that those which are vulnerable, those that are poor. If America is disorganized, it means the whole world will be affected. So it is your duty, your obligation to teach the children the ways of success for America to continue to prosper.